Welcome to today's status update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today I'm asking Martin, is it worth being on Foursquare?
From a business or a personal perspective?
Well, let's start off with from a personal perspective.
There's 15 million people in the world that think it is. It's a growing network. For those of you that don't know about Foursquare, it's an app you can download on mobile for Android, iPhone or BlackBerry and others as well. And you can check in at locations to tell your friends that you are now at Steve's Fish Bar or you're at the Nag's Head. You can share that information to Twitter and Facebook. Now, there's a lot of people, like I say, 15 million users currently using the service. And the benefits, particularly if you live in a big city, do exist. So, for instance, if you go to London, you go to check in, you can find special offers that are available to Foursquare users in the area. Some big brands, in particular Domino's, have really utilised Foursquare well. They offer certain deals to people for regular check-ins.
There's also mayorships and badges. Just seems a bit like kids' games to me, Martin.
Well, you become the mayor. It's an interesting point. You become the mayor when you check into a place the most times, or you're the person with the most check-ins, should I say, in a rolling 60-day period. Now, there's a lot of venues. Domino's were one. I don't know if they still do the deal. Where if you are the mayor of the venue, you get a specific discount. So you are incentivizing your customers to come back regularly, check in, tell their friends that they're there, and in return, you'll give them a slight discount.
I must confess, Martin, I do love Foursquare, and I am the mayor of several places. I could list them all now, but it would possibly be a little bit boring. And there are some places where I've got a discount from being the mayor, but there's not that many businesses in the UK, outside of big cities, that are on Foursquare. So should businesses be taking the opportunity and getting on Foursquare, or is it not quite worth it unless you're in a big city?
I think if you've got customers coming through the door, you are a bricks and mortar store, be it a restaurant or a newsagent or a pub or any other retail venue, I seriously think you should be looking at Foursquare. If we look at in Derby, if you go into the city centre of Derby, you can check in and there's hundreds of venues listed there. But then if you click on the specials button to see who has a special offer on, there's only one or two businesses in the area that are offering special deals. Now, I'm more inclined to go to those businesses because I know that if I check in there, I'm going to get a free pint of beer or a 25% discount for my second check-in or something like that.
So businesses should be giving away something, what, to get something back, in theory?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they get exposure because every time somebody checks in, they're telling all of their friends that they're connected with on Facebook, Twitter and Foursquare. As well as that, you're getting important information about who are the repeat customers. So who are your loyal customers? And what demographic is it? Who are the people who are actually coming into your store? All of this information is fed to you on the Foursquare dashboard.
So how would you suggest businesses can use Foursquare well? What sort of things work well in Foursquare to draw in customers?
Well, first of all, make sure if you do claim your venue, you have some sort of deal. It doesn't have to be a huge discount, it doesn't have to be 50% off, but it can be 10% off your bill on your third check-in. That's not a huge amount of giveaway, but you're getting people to come back regularly. The other thing I would say is just make sure that people know they can check in. So when you own a venue on Foursquare, they send out a pack and you get a little sticker. Make sure you put that in the window. Make sure people know that when they come into your store, there is a deal on and that they can check in and you can capitalise on that earned media, as it were.
Briefly, Martin, Facebook have also got check-ins where you can check in on Facebook. Is that better, worse?
Facebook bought Gowalla, which they closed down recently. It was more of a talent acquisition. So they've got people that know about location services and location marketing. At the minute, it's underdeveloped, but we expect big things to come from Facebook Places soon.
And if you'd like to have your say on Foursquare and other location-based services, then go to our website, www.statussocial.co.uk.